I hear what you're saying, and I follow your arguments, but you're wrong. Here's Why by Ian Wolfe.
As the Conference of the Parties of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or COP17, finished this weekend, climate change is on everyone's mind. Professor Anne Henderson-Sellers from Macquarie University wants you to show her what to do about it. I asked her to explain what Climate Fix Flix is.
Well, as well as being a tongue twister, as you realise, the idea is to try to engage people in looking for solutions. So virtually everyone's talking about climate change. There are people who are still wanting to debate the science, which, you know, may or may not be a worthwhile activity. But all of the community groups, schools groups that I speak to around the country and indeed around the world ask me one question, and that is, what can I do? In what way can I contribute to trying to reduce this risk? And so I don't know the answer to that. There are lots of things that people can do, from planting trees, riding your bicycle, using public transport, flying less, all of these things. We have solar collectors on our home, for example. However, what we thought we might do is try to engage people in actually answering that question, answering the question, what can I do? So the idea of this is it's a competition of movie shorts. You can be a professional filmmaker, or you can be someone with a mobile phone who just goes out and shoots in the backyard. Whatever makes sense for you. But the goal is to transmit a solution, something that people that you know or people in your community or people that you think are squandering greenhouse gases, fossil fuel at the moment, could do to change how they behave that will make this less of a crisis in the future. So grab your mobile phone. The competition says between 30 seconds and 5 minutes. So these are real short movies. And what we're looking for is the best, the cleverest, the funniest, the most effective, the most persuasive, any of those. So we've got a great panel, we've got great prizes, and what we want to do is really see what sorts of great solutions people can come up with. So good entertainment and also good solutions.
So who's on the panel?
OK, well, the people that we're ready to go public about at the moment, Tim Flannery, who's the Climate Commissioner, someone who's very knowledgeable about climate, also a great communicator about climate and climate change and about Australia, because we're also interested in how climate change is going to affect Australia and what Australians can do about this. The other person that we have on the panel is a guy called Kimball Rendell, and he's been involved for many years as a movie maker, and he's very interested in the science and science fiction genres. So movies that people will know are the Matrix trilogy and also that great movie I, Robot, based on Isaac Asimov's science fiction writings. And so Kimball knows a lot about how to put science across, so he's going to be looking at that. But we're also going to have other people in the movie industry, as well as obviously people who know about climate change. And so one of the things that we hope will be a kind of pull for people to compete in this is that your entries, if they are competitive, will get seen by people in the Australian movie industry. And that's very important for people who want to try and break into that industry.
Absolutely. Will these also be available on the internet?
Yes. What we're going to do is that the current plan is that people submit them. We're using Vimeo to do that. And then there's going to be some shortlisting. And all of the movies that get shortlisted will get a highly commended prize. And those shortlisted movies will be shown at an event in Sydney that will be part of the Australian Film Festival. That's between the 7th and the 17th of March in Sydney. After the Sydney event, which I guess I'll be hosting, then we're going to put all of the highly commended movies online and ask people to vote. So anyone can vote around the country or around the world, because this is also open for international entries. And so we're going to have a People's Choice event that'll run about 6 weeks. After that, we'll know who the winners of the People's Choice Award is. And then we'll actually have another showing in Melbourne where we will highlight the winners of that People's Choice Award.
And the winners, in addition to all this glory and all this exposure to people who know what to look for, Do they win any prizes as well?
Sure. We have cash prizes. The top one is $5,000. So the out and out winner will get $5,000, which is pretty nice, pretty helpful if you want to make your next movie short. We also have other prizes for the highly commended and some other smaller ones that we're going to give for, you know, perhaps most innovative. Or we're also thinking about whether if young people enter, there might be a special prize for them. The other thing that we have been offered, we haven't been able to make this public yet, but it will be on our website soon, is that we've been offered some experience in movie making. And so we're getting one or two offers from within the movie industry. And as soon as those are available, those will also be prizes. So they'll be on our website. You must let me give the address of the website. Okay. So just go to www.greenscreen.org.au.
And green screen is a lot easier to say
than climate fix flicks.
That's terrific. So you'll get training in making a film.
Yes.
And you'll get worldwide exposure and you'll appear at a film festival.
Yes.
And you may even win money.
That's correct. And all of those are pretty exciting, certainly very exciting for us. And from our point of view as the organisers, the most important thing is for us to get as many people to put in entries as possible, because although it's exciting as a movie shorts competition, we need to bear in mind that the goal is to get people to change behaviour, to actually try to help resolve the climate change crisis. And the more different ways we can get, more the clever, innovative ways that people can put together for actually solving this crisis, the better we will all be informed. So that's the main goal. So please, if you've got a great idea, make a movie about it. Has to be really short, so do that, no big drama, and then put it up online. Go to our website to see the details of how to do that, but there's nothing very hard. You have to just fill out a real quick form with your name and a brief description of your movie, and then just go ahead and put it up there, and then everyone will be able to see it.
That sounds wonderful. So basically you're crowdsourcing solutions.
Solutions, and also using that crowd to try to choose the best solutions too.
I think that's a good way to use the intelligence of everybody, and that's exactly what this problem needs.
I hope so. Yep.
Professor Anne Henderson-Sellers, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Professor Anne Henderson-Sellers from Macquarie University talking about Climate Fix Flicks. You can enter at www.greenscreen.org.au.
If you'd like to hear more stories, then check the website www.hereswhy.tk and follow me on Twitter at Ian Wolfe.